Hello everyone. Hello, I'm George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. And in this video, I'm commenting on the death of Rolf Harris. Many people will say that he will not be missed. So Rolf Harris has been called to his reward at the age of 93 in Bray, Berkshire. That's just to the west of London. So Mr. Harris, he was for decades one of the United Kingdom's most popular entertainers, cartoonist with his Rolf's Cartoon Club show on Sunday afternoons in the late 80s, early 90s. He used to watch it. Well known for various hit singles like Timey Kangaroo Down Sport, which was in the top 10 both in the UK, Australia, and in the United States, Two Little Boys and so forth. But anyway, his reputation was ruined several years ago when he was convicted of various sex crimes against children. Well, against girls, some of them as young as 8 years old. So people who, the man that people thought was wonderful, really was not, and went to prison for several years. Now, I'm not a particularly punitive person, don't support the death penalty, don't say, oh, throw away the key. But the sentences he served were actually rather mild, considering what he'd done, and he hadn't done this just once. And it wasn't someone who was just under the age of consent, which would still be illegal, someone who was several years below it, and so on. Anyway, so Rolf Harris is born in Western Australia to British immigrant parents. They shifted from Wales to Australia, and he had one brother. They grew up without an awful lot of money. So yeah, it was just outside Perth where he grew up. Anyway, he then went to the University of Western Australia and he qualified as a teacher there. He was an outstanding artist, painting in oils and so on. And he had his paintings put up in art galleries there, won all sorts of prizes. He was also an outstanding swimmer. And for his age group, he won the first place for the 100 meters in the backstroke and so on. So he was fantastic at swimming various other strokes, certainly the best in Western Australia. So after university, he came to the mother country, as they used to call it in Australia, unembarrassedly in the 1950s. So 1952, he came to the Big Smoke. You've got to remember what a backwater Australia was in his youth. There were far more people in London alone than the whole of Australia. Bear in mind that Australia is the eighth largest country in the world in terms of territory. You know, so London then had something like 7 million people. Australia had 6 million people. Perth, where he grew up, was very, very small, had about 200,000. And the rest of Western Australia was reduced to villages. So he studied at City and Guilds Art School in London. Anyway, and he said he was imbued with enormous self-belief, and his mother had always urged him to have a go at things, that he could do it, that he was a winner, that he would succeed. And because he was bursting with self-assurance, this really went a long way. And so BBC television was just expanding, and then he got a slot doing a 10-minute cartoon show, a part of a children's program called Jigsaw and things like that. So he was started to make decent money. Loads of young Australians and New Zealanders were coming to London, and that's where he wrote his song Timey Kangaroo Down Sport. ITV had just been launched, the third television channel in the United Kingdom. They married in 1958, a British woman, and they then had one daughter. So yeah, he went back to Australia, was on television there and things like that. Now, one of his lines in Timey Kangaroo Down Sport is now seen as racist. Let me abos go loose, Lou. Let me abos go loose. They're of no further use, Lou. Let me abos go loose. So many people say that's racialist. And decades later, Sir Rolf Harris said, yes, it was wrong of him to write that. There's been an attitudinal improvement since then. I don't know if he actually apologized, but these days its unacceptability is plain. What is his catchphrase be? Can you guess what it is yet? When he was drawing his cartoon. What else was I going to say? So he was going back and forth between Australia and the UK. He wrote Two Little Boys, which was a reworking of a song from the American Civil War. Remember, way back in, I think, the 1980s, it was, who was that Manchester comedian? Oh, his name will come to me. Bernard Manning suggested there's something untoward about this song. But Rolf Harris, I know what crimes he was convicted of, but no one suspected him of crimes against boys. Anyway, so yeah, Rolf Cartoon Club was huge, as I say, for a while. You were surprised by This Is Your Life. Eamon Andrews, an Irish broadcaster who made his career in Great Britain, used to surprise celebrities and get them on television of various people from their past and seen for decades come out and tell their life story and so on. This Is Your Life. And it's a cruel irony that in 1985, Rolf Harris made a program called Kids Can Say No to tell children to stand up to molestation and to refuse to go along with things if adults were trying to mistreat them in some way. He did all sorts of programs, and he was a multimillionaire with a lovely big house near Maidenhead. That's Theresa May's constituency. And he was in Coming Home. He discovered about his Welsh ancestors. He had a stage at Glastonbury to do his thing. He used to be on the One Show very regularly. In 2002, he had a major role in the Queen's Golden Jubilee. 2012, he performed at the Queen's Diamond Jubilee. So he's very much part of the establishment. Yeah. But in 2012, he was part of the Operation Yew Tree, looking at historic sex offences against minors. He was arrested in relation to that, charged with various crimes and so on. Yes, he'd invented some sort of musical instrument. His barrister had him demonstrate that. I don't know what on earth that had to do with the case. He was found guilty of various crimes, 9 indecent assaults and 4 counts of making indecent images of children. So he stood trial at Southwark Crown Court, was found guilty and so on. I can't remember what was his sentence then. Then he was charged with other offences, and some of those were thrown out actually in 2016. So he was free for the last 6 years of his life. He contracted neck cancer. He was unable to walk, died a very sad, lonely old man, reliant on care around the clock. So he died, and his family died actually way back on the 10th of May. It's only now that his family have announced it. So that he's already been buried. They didn't want to be protests at his funeral. I don't know what happened with his funeral. I suppose they wanted to keep it secret. His wife and his daughter stayed by him. Yes, he'd done wrong. He committed crimes. He paid for those. And as the judge said, you know, the reputation he built up over decades was completely ruined. It was all Harris's own fault for the despicable crimes he'd committed. So that is the end of him. He will not be missed. He'd been loaded with laud up until this point. Surprised he didn't get a knighthood, but a lot of the honours that had been conferred on him were degraded. His work was removed from art galleries and so on. Plaques to his memory were also removed. Some of this, I think, is ridiculous. Yes, he committed terrible crimes. Yes, it's right. He should obviously go to jail for that. But his artwork is just as good as it always was. His artwork didn't commit a crime. If a cartoon is aesthetically pleasing, yeah, it's good. The crimes he committed against other people. It's not that it's somehow unmeritorious. You can't derive some innocent aesthetic pleasure by looking at his painting. No, that doesn't harm anyone. All right, it might be upsetting for one of his victims. But I do think this idea that we have to destroy all the artwork of someone who's committed a crime is preposterous. You can like the art and loathe the artist. They're not the same thing. Thank you for watching the video. Goodbye.